Hey, I'm Tina.
And I'm Meg.
Welcome to
On My Stepdaddy.
So, we've been friends for how long?
I think it goes back to 2014, right? And we're at, what year now? 2025, so.
I mean, I've still been in 2023, so I don't know. So, we're doing this because, you know, we just like to talk and laugh and have fun, mm-hmm. and we know a lot of people out there like to have fun too. So we hope you enjoy the ride that we're going to take you on. Buckle your seatbelt, baby, because
we're coming in. We're doing it.
So what are we talking about today? The crazy day.
Okay.
The crazy day.
And by crazy day, it could be a crazy day as a name.
It could be.
Crazy day as the crazy day.
As the day.
Okay.
Or it could be a crazy L day.
All right.
We don't know yet.
We don't know, but we're going to tell you personal experiences and other experiences.
Personal and non-personal.
Yes. And we'll try not to use too much specifics to gross you all out, but we are very open and blown people.
We are, but we will not be using their specific names. You know, we have to respect people's privacy, guys, just like you would want somebody to respect yours. So we use nicknames, things like that. And then from there, we'll still tell you a great story. So do you want to go first?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So my crazy D. Okay. And I don't care. Right.
Start from the very beginning.
I was super single. Okay. I went out of a relationship, a crappy relationship of 2 years. I did get my son, during this relationship. Okay.
And he's my favorite boy.
That's a whole nother podcast, though, of that relationship.
Non-son boy.
Okay. So then, you know, I go through the hoe phase. Every girl goes through the hoe phase. And I had my hoe phase a little bit later in life. I was in my 30s. Like 30, 31. Okay.
She was a late bloomer, guys.
I sure was. Oh. I sure was. So I go online and I start dating off of POF, meeting a bunch of people.
Who hasn't went on POF?
If you could give me
one person who's been dating online and did not join POF, I will give you $10.
That's what I'm saying, okay?
Everybody tried it.
Even back in 2018, 2019, okay, when I was on POF, I feel like that was the it.
That was the peak POF time.
Right. And everyone did it. So I said, let me hop on. It's free. I don't have to pay for it, you know? I can put up some pretty pictures. And I'm not saying I'm a gorgeous girl.
Oh, she's a catfish, guys.
But for sure I'm a catfish. I know the angles, okay? I look like I'm 120 pounds when I'm really like 200 and something, something, all right? But
beep, beep, beep.
But whatever, okay? So I was chatting up this guy, AJ, for a while. And you know, we talked for a couple months. And I was like, you know, let's do it. Let's meet him, you know. And my friend Tina right here, she was like, let's go to the bar and meet him at the bar because it's an open place.
Yeah. Now, mind you, when you date on POF, you know, and for anyone who doesn't know, I doubt it. But if you don't know, you're just meeting random guys and you're taking it for face value what they're saying that they are. So to be safe, I went with her.
Yes, absolutely. Because
always be safe.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Right?
So this guy shows up. And I mean, he wasn't the sexiest guy, right? Like,
no, he was cute, but he was like 6'8".
Yeah.
Which gave him two extra points.
Yeah.
So he went from a 6'2" to an 8" because he's like 6'8".
Okay, right. Exactly. Ginger, red hair. I love the gingers. They're crazy. They suck your soul out, and I get it, okay? I don't care. So he comes to the bar. He's so, like, open and honest. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
We're all having a good time.
Now, mind you, the bar that we went to is like a local snow bar, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Not that we do it.
To the bathroom.
A lot of people there head to the bathroom every 20 to 30 minutes. So that's all I'm going to say.
Right. And a couple of people know him. We didn't think anything of it. We were like, well, whatever. Yeah. He's known. Like, that's cool.
And mind you, he does not live in our area. He does not live in our area.
No,
where we went to the bar. So for people to know him there should have been a red flag.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
But we'll get to that.
Right. It's fine, right? So he gets there, he gives me a hug. I love that he's so tall, like 6'8", because I'm only 5'6". So you know, girl.
I think the word you used when you went to the bathroom was, I'm going to climb that tree.
Absolutely, I did. I sure did. And we're going to get to that point. having a good time. He's buying us drinks, mm-hmm. you know, and one thing leads to another, and we go to the diner after.
Yes.
Because we were a little hungry, and that's our go-to. Okay?
Oh, if you don't know, French onion soup at the end of a good night is even a greater night.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, good night of drinking is French onion soup and French fries, okay? That's I don't care what anyone says. You got to dip that fry in that soup.
That's it.
It's amazing, okay?
And eat the mozzarella cheese.
So we go do our ritual. Not that we're alcoholics, okay? So we do our ritual.
One of us.
We go, we get our soup. He paid for that, too.
Yeah, he did. Okay?
And now, the story he gave me online was he has his own place.
Yep.
And his friend was living with him.
He was recently single, out of a relationship.
And the girl was crazy. You know, that's that same old story.
Which, again, for anybody out there, that's a red flag. As old as I am, I'm in my early 40s. Knowing what I know now, if I was 21 years old again, I would be in such a better place in my life. And just honestly, if the guy is blaming the girl for being crazy, it's usually a red flag. Usually. Yeah. Now, there are crazy women out there.
Absolutely.
But 95% of the time, it's the opposite. Go ahead.
Right. So... So at this point in my life, you know, I feel like a big loser, right? I'm living back at home because, you know, the struggle's real. I broke up with the baby dad. And
for 2 years, you lived by yourself with your family, family.
Right. So break up. I have nowhere to go. I go live back with my mom, which is whatever. You know, I love my mom.
So he's your ego booster.
Yes. So I'm loving the attention he's given me. I love that we went out. We had a good time. I got a little too drunk.
She did not throw up, though.
I did not throw up. I was a beast. It was
vomit.
Cool.
Free since 2013.
Right. So Tina then goes, well, why don't you guys come back to my house? We'll have a couple more drinks. The bar's closed. We did the diner thing. Cool. So I said, oh, yeah, let's go. We'll have a good time. And this guy acted like he had nowhere to be.
I'm just trying to get her some at this point. I'm trying to hype her up to get her some.
Because this was my first back in the field.
Yes, it was. She needed the push, okay? And if you've been friends for so long, you know when your friend needs that push because they want it, but they're not sure because they're unsure of themselves how they want to go get it. Does that make sense?
Yes. You were looking out for me.
I was looking out for her. That's my best friend.
You were looking out for me. And
it was in a safe place.
Safe place.
Safe place or space, whatever you want to say. Right. I spliced the words together. By the way, I have ADD, so I'm going to do that often. We'll make up new words as we go. Don't worry. But no, she needed a safe place. And because she was living back home at her mom, you know, you offer your friend your house, but you want to make sure that she's safe.
Right. And I appreciate it for her. Because guess what? I do it for her, too. We're best friends.
Best
right?
friends.
So, you know, she goes, I'm going to go to sleep. You guys sit and hang out, whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. You know, she has her couch downstairs. You know, her kids are sleeping upstairs. It is what it is at this point.
Disclaimer, no, they were not.
They were at
their grandma's house.
Were they?
They were not there. They were at their grandma's house.
Oh, yeah,
that's the only way I could have went out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I thought it was the babysitter.
No.
Your babysitter lived next door to you for a
while.
I mean,
yeah, but most of the time, if I went out, the grandma...
I mean, it's been years, okay? We're talking 2018, 2019.
I don't even remember what I ate last week, guys. I know. So.
Whatever, okay? So we're downstairs. We're on the couch. You know, he starts kissing on me and stuff. And, like, we're having a good time. And when I tell you...
The moves were made.
The crazy D was crazy. It was crazy, okay? It was, let me tell you, like 5 in a row. And I would never, and I don't want to brag about it because he was insane. But.
Was it, oh my God, it's happening good?
It was like, no, because I was so shocked that
oh my God, it's happening.
Right. But I was so shocked to the point that like I expected another and another and another at that point.
Which it did though.
Which it did. It right. Know. I got so tired that I just passed out after, okay? It was amazing, right? But then the next day, this is where it gets like, ugh, the crazy comes in, right? Because the crazy D was cool, but the crazy person is not cool, right? So.
Now, again, we're prefacing this saying, you know, we met him and we were already a drink or two in, okay? And then by the end of the night, yes, he was a good guy-ish, Right, but we really don't know him.
But I did talk to him for a couple months.
For a couple months beforehand, before we met him. But who people portray themselves to be online is not who people actually are.
Right. Could be anything.
I could portray myself to be the Virgin Mary, and everybody would believe me until they prove me wrong.
Right, but it's like one of those, are you going to trust what they're saying or not? Are you going to take the leap or not?
And so that's my fault in life, right? That is my biggest fault, because the answer is no, I'm not trusting who you're saying you are, but she will do it every single time.
Not every time, because I did learn my lesson a little bit.
Every single time.
A little bit.
That's my best friend. She's a real big bitch. Okay.
Right? So the next morning comes, he goes home. I don't know how he got home, because he didn't drive.
I have a memory of this, okay?
Yeah.
Because you came upstairs to use the bathroom, and you woke me up, and you told me you were leaving. So I walked her downstairs just to make sure, you know, he didn't, kidnap her or something. I don't know. You know, it's weird, right? And I have a vivid memory of you guys walking out the door. He had to duck down.
Yeah, because he was so tall.
Yes, because he was so tall. He had to duck down in my doorway, and he waited for her on my porch while she went upstairs to wake me up, came all the way downstairs, and he was on the phone with somebody.
He was
on the phone with somebody.
But he said it was his friend.
The roommate. Was it though? No, because I remember something about you overhearing a part of it, and that's what gave you the ick about him.
No, I didn't get the ick yet.
Oh, you didn't get the ick yet?
I was floating on cloud nine in the morning, okay? I was like, oh, cool, he's talking to his friend, it's cool.
So did you guys come to my house a second time?
No. So what had happened was, later that night, we talked a little bit here and there during the day. Of course, he left and was texting me automatically, right? And I was like, oh, that's cute, because... he just, did all that stuff with me and whatever, okay? So
everybody loves the attention.
Everybody loves the attention.
Everybody needs attention.
Yes. So, later on, then he texts me at night. He's like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I'm like, well, I have work, so I'm just going to, hang in, we already hung out last night. I know it went fast, but, I don't want it to go too fast, even though, whatever, right?
She wasn't, by the way, she's not looking for long term. She's only looking for fun, as she has the right to do.
Right.
So 2 days in a row, even though you like that attention, might be too much too fast.
Right. You get it.
I get it.
She gets it. And that's why she's my best friend, because otherwise I'm just whatever, I'm living my life, I don't care, all spontaneous, like an asshole, right?
So. And that's how she sounds when she's being an asshole to us, just so you know. When I hear her lying to me, I go, yeah, that's not going to work with this. You could tell me you shit in the fucking tub, and I would believe that more than what you're telling me right now, okay?
But in my head, it sounds good.
But in her head, she's like, yeah, let's do it.
When I hear myself say it, it sounds good, too.
She's like, I'm the best at this.
Right. So we talk a little bit a couple of days. He respects my wishes and quotes, talks a little bit, whatever. So then the next week, it was a Saturday night, me and Tina go out with our other girlfriend, and we go to this cheesesteak spot, because we're in Philly,
We went to the One Pounder, by the way, and this is 2019-ish?
Yeah, we'll say 19-ish,
2019-ish.
So we go there, first time I've ever been there, it tastes like rat meat. Don't do it, okay? I'm sorry, One Pounder, if you're listening.
They're closed. They closed down.
Oh, did they? Yeah, they closed down. I don't even know, because I never went back.
But... food-wise, when you live in Philadelphia, Max, the One Pounder, especially in pre-COVID.
Because it was 3 in the morning, too.
Yeah, so not everything's open. Unless I'm going downtown to go get a slice of pizza, which I'm not doing.
Right.
Who wants to say?
So you make do. So we didn't want to do our French onion soup. We wanted a cheesesteak.
Yeah,
okay?
we needed something hearty.
Plus, our friend wasn't from...
Philly.
It was an experience for her too, even though I was never there either, and I grew up in Philly, but whatever, okay. So we go there, and he's calling.
Suburban.
the tip, okay. So he's calling and texting me the whole night, I'm gonna come meet up, and I was like, nah, it's girls night, no.
Basically, he's trying to invite himself. Yeah, invite himself to our friend group.
But now he's getting, real pushy with it, okay? Yeah. And the crazy is really coming out. And he's like, I'll meet you, and I'll buy your cheesesteaks. And I'm like, no, we're fine. We don't need cheesesteaks from you. We already know what we're doing.
Don't worry about it.
So
I'm with my friends.
But he did show up.
But do you feel like that
don't
was...
Don't you remember?
Yes, I remember that
he showed up.
He
showed up at your house.
Yes, at my house.
Because we went back to Tina's house after.
To eat the cheesesteaks.
And he showed up in a car. It wasn't Uber and Lyft, weren't even around, right?
Yeah, they were around.
Were they around then?
They were around, yeah.
I'm bougie. I have my own car, so I don't
She has taken the bus 0 times in her life.
So he pulls up and he's like, I don't know, you guys had a good time without me, like all that savvy stuff, right?
So basically, are you manipulating us now?
Right. Like, how dare I go out and have a good time? But I didn't think we were in a relationship.
You're not.
Okay.
You're not.
So I, like, didn't know what he was going to do. I was nice to him, though, and I was like, you know, I'll call you later, like, whatever, and he left.
But don't you think that that right there, him appearing at my house, is a red flag in general?
Absolutely. That was crazy. Absolutely. That was insane. And I already kind of knew he was getting crazy with the text messages that we were having back and
forth. Not just the text messages. It's him really being so pushy that he was coming over.
Right. And I don't know. Maybe other girls love that stuff.
Yeah. So I am that girl, just in case anybody wants to know. I am the girl where I love romance novels, especially dark romance novels. I love audiobooks. I love, you know, I love all that stuff.
Right.
So I'm a homebody. I basically never leave the house unless I have to go to grocery shopping. If you ask me where anything is in the grocery store, I could tell you. Okay? But I can't tell you who lives around the corner. I can't tell you what the poppy store is, okay? But with that being said, I lost track of what I was saying.
I knew this was going to happen. This is our first podcast thing. It's going to happen. Anyway, it's going to happen. It's okay. It is what it is.
No. What was I saying?
We were talking about how girls think it's flattering.
So I am that type of... Thank you.
Yeah.
So I told you ADD, okay? So I am that type of girl. Like, just break into my house. Not really. For legal reasons. And tell me we're in a relationship. And I'm like, as long as I find you attractive, I'm like, let's go.
But that's not okay, guys. If there's a boy listening that loves Tina, stop it.
Don't do that. I said legally no. Don't do that. Type shit.
So anyway, he goes, whatever. So the next day I have work. Because, you know, when I'm young 30s, I'm a boss. Like, I go out drinking, go to work the next day. 4 a.m.
we're up drinking still. And then we're at work at 8:15. We get
a 2-hour nap, okay? Right, a 2-hour nap, you're good to go. Not anymore, okay?
And mind you, we work together.
We did work together. But now, at this point, I was by myself. Tina had the day off. So I go in, and he's texting me. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm working, okay? I don't remember telling him where I worked.
She did not.
Okay, I think I said, like, the business, but not which one I was at, okay?
Yeah, and for legal reasons, we're not going to tell you
where we worked. So then all of a sudden, I see this big guy come walking in the door, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm right on the phone with Tina.
She's seen tall red hair.
Yes. And I'm on the phone with Tina, and I'm like, oh my God, he's here.
From the office, because it's a retail job.
Yes. So I run in the back, because I don't know what to do.
Because like, I'm like, oh my God, did you tell him where you worked? And she's like, absolutely not. Right. I said, bitch, run to the back
right now. So the crazy D led to a crazy, crazy person, okay?
Yeah.
So I went out, I talked to him, we smoked a cigarette, because back in the day I smoked cigarettes, right? So we're outside smoking, and I'm like, this is not okay. You can't just pop up. You can't find me where I'm at. Like, don't make me get a restraining order, you know?
He probably looked on your Facebook page, and you probably had, like, your job listed there or something. But how would he know the location?
That's what I'm saying.
How would you, like...
Did he, like, hack my phone and I didn't know? I don't know, because he was crazy.
Maybe. He put a tracking app on you.
But he did finally, after a while, I did block him, okay? Like, the next day I blocked him, because it was too much, right? So
he didn't stop, by the way, texting and calling her after she told him that that was not okay.
Right, because sometimes, like, you know it's a red flag, ladies, but, like...
But we like it.
We like secretly. It, but then it gets to a point, because you get to that 2-week mark, right? And it gets to that 2-week mark.
And not the
like,
hump.
Right. And you're like, that's it. I can't do it anymore.
Like, it's like a Wednesday, guys.
If a guy can't make it past that 2-week mark, he's not the one.
Okay. That's it.
Because you lost my interest.
Yeah, you definitely.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he definitely lost my interest within a week, honestly. But
That's true.
Yep. But I let him dangle on because I liked the attention. So fast forward to like 2 years later, after I blocked him, he hit me up on WhatsApp, and here, he's doing great. And I love that he's doing great. I don't really care.
Now, mind you, he was a good person.
He was a good person.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, but that's not what I'm talking about.
But he was a drug addict.
He sent her pictures of his new house and new cars, and then that was it.
Yeah, but...
So it was like a braggy thing to show her what she could have had.
Right. But I did forget to say he was a drug addict, and he was not living at a house that he owned. He was in a rehab.
But that's why you blocked him, because we found out that he was in the rehab.
He was in a rehab, because when he came that day, he opened up, and he admittedly said...
Yes.
So I appreciated his honesty, but at the same time, bro, you already lied to me.
Yeah, and now you're stalking me.
On my stepdad.
Yeah, on my stepdad.
All right. That's it. Just saying. Needless to say, the crazy D was good. The crazy person was not.
Yes.
So crazy D is not always good. Okay, ladies?
No, crazy D is for the moment.
It's for the moment.
Crazy D is for the moment. That's it.
That's it. It's how you feel.
Because when you try to make crazy D a relationship, you end up like...
I know.
Tina.
Here we go. Here we go. And Tina has her own crazy D experience.
So my crazy D is a crazy name that begins with D. So we'll just call him D, just for short, as we go on. I met him at work. What year was it? Maybe 2010, 2011?
Yeah. It's been a while, yeah.
Now, mind you, at this time, I'm in my, like, 24, 25 years old. I'm still pretty young. I have two kids, and I'm single, and I'm a manager at a telemarketing job. And a young kid, he's 20 years old, comes to work, and every single day, he's flirting with me. He's asking me out on dates. He's just being very persistent.
All the good attention.
And
sorry.
It is the good attention, but because I was management, I didn't want to cross that line.
Okay. So you weren't really looking for it, though, either.
I wasn't really looking for it. But that's usually when good stuff comes to you, right?
Right.
Is when you're not looking for it, you know. You search because you want it so bad, and then you don't get it.
Right.
But as soon as you stop looking, that's when good stuff comes
to you.
That's
when it
happens. Right,
yeah.
That's when it comes to you. So after a few months of me just ignoring him and laughing him off and declining his invitations. Trying to send him on his way. He finally calls, or he finally gets me to say, you know, that I'll go out for a drink with him. Mind you,
right.
He's 20 years old, and I did not know that at the time, guys, just so you know. I thought he was 21. He was 6'3", very muscular, African-American, and, you know...
So good.
He was light-skinned, so he looked like he was mixed a little bit somewhere in there, but he... He had a nice skin tone.
So, he was cute, and he would have been your type if you weren't his boss.
Yes, exactly.
So, you really did want to cross it, and I understand that.
Exactly.
Because that could get icky.
Yes,
and
it
you
could
don't
get
want
icky.
To lose your job. Like you said, you're a single mom with two kids.
Yes, exactly.
So, who is he, really? Like, do we
nobody
like
to
him?
Lose my
right.
job
right.
over.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell
okay.
you that.
Okay, right.
So, I was like, listen, we can go out as friends. We can get a drink, you know, play a little pool, because I'm a big pool player. And we go out, we get the drink, and before I know what's happening, we are in a full-blown relationship, okay? And when I say crazy D, this man would not. I'm in general a very aggressive person.
Right.
And I don't mean to come off that way, but I'm a Sagittarius. So it's like honesty with
it's a
pure
fun
intention.
Aggression. It's fun aggression, though.
Sometimes not.
She's
sometimes
not going to knock you out, okay? She
no.
Just,
I'm not physically aggressive. I'm, like, mentally.
Let's say dominant. You're dominant.
I don't like that word because... I like to be dominant. Yeah,
no,
I'd rather
right.
be aggressive. I'd rather be aggressive.
Okay, all
yeah.
right.
Because, you know, whatever.
You just know what you want.
I know what I want, okay. And then I don't like to pussyfoot around it. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. It is what it is, and I don't have to be nice about it. Sorry.
Right. That's true. That's fine.
But, in turn, I am a people pleaser. So, it's such a weird dynamic, right? It's such a weird dynamic. I like to please people, but if you ask me a real serious question, and we're friends,
right.
I'm going to give you the real serious answer, like, straight, quick, and to the point. So now all of a sudden we're in this full-blown relationship. I'm still his boss. We're working. We're taking breaks together.
Was this okay
and
on company
having car
though?
Sex.
But was this okay on company time?
Yeah. So
not the sex, obviously. I'm just saying.
Yeah, when I have sex on company time, but.
Right. But I'm saying, was there a rule in the company that you
couldn't
date?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
There wasn't a rule there,
okay.
but you don't want work to get muddled or messy.
Right.
Especially when you love your job.
Right.
You know, you don't want it to get that way.
Mm-hmm.
So after a few months of us dating, I find out that I'm not the only person that he's dating.
After he gives you all that time and energy.
Yes.
How does he have energy for anyone else? That's crazy. Sorry. That's the crazy part.
The crazy part is, though, is we've had these conversations, and it was, I'm not seeing anybody else. I'll let you know if I am seeing somebody else.
Did you ever
else.
Do the title?
No, we're
no,
not. But
right,
that's the
okay.
thing. We're not doing the title, but we are in a relationship. And
okay.
it's, if you want to date somebody else, just let me know. You know, because we're not super serious. Because, again, he's so much younger than me.
Yeah. I get it.
This gets messy because a lot to do with mental health. I tend to date a lot of guys who are bipolar, and I don't know that they're bipolar until I'm already in love with them.
Yeah.
Because they either, one, don't feel safe enough to tell somebody that they don't know about their mental health instability, or two, they think it's going to scare somebody away, which 9 times out of 10, unmedicated bipolar is a huge red flag, guys. That's a huge red flag right there. So he's having bipolar episodes, and he's doing these things where he's like, you can't leave me, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're not allowed to date anybody else, but I can do whatever I want. And then now we're getting into emotional, you know, abuse a little bit. Like,
absolutely, that's emotional abuse, because you think something's going to happen to him.
Yeah, so
even though you don't see him in that point of view, right? It's like an open relationship. You don't want anything to happen to him.
But so because he was speaking to me this way and he was demanding all these things from me, I did the smart thing and I cut it off.
Right.
But this is the man that I felt like I didn't deserve because he was that much more attractive than me. Yes. Yes. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Not mentally, he's not better than me, but attractive wise, like he was, let's say, an 8 and I'm like a 6.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it.
But that's how I felt. I felt like
put the strain on a relationship, though?
But when I was with him, I didn't feel that way. But I always had it in the back of my mind.
But then you got upset when you found out he was with.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Younger girls, prettier girls, you know, to me. And that came with my low self-esteem. So I ended it. I moved on.
Right.
Then I get another boyfriend, and then I get pregnant with my third child, and then, you know, a little bit while later, I'm single again, and he still messages me, like, on Facebook every now and again. He still messages my phone every now and again. So he's always been, throughout these few years that we have not been in any type of talking or relationship, always, you know, reached out
like
to
maybe
me.
A friend or something, just to check up on
it.
Her.
Wasn't
like an acquaintance.
It wasn't a friend. It
like
was
an acquaintance.
It was emotional manipulation. I miss you. I don't care what you're doing. Call me back.
I was trying to be nice.
It was not. Okay. But then after I had my third kid, I was like in a mental, you know, down spiral.
Right.
Because I was like,
maybe you had a little postpartum.
Maybe I had a little postpartum.
You know, it happens.
Which is very hard on a woman,
it is,
by the way.
It is, yeah.
And who knows how long it takes to go out of it. Maybe I'm still in it now. Who knows? So then we start casual dating again. And every time he comes over to see me, I'm getting butterflies. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm cleaning the house, making sure everything is perfect. You know, and then he gets there and he's like, well, why are you dressing like that? You could dress like this. You could dress better. Let's go to the gym together. We could do this together.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I didn't see that as any red flag because I thought he wanted the betterment of me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying. I do. I do see what you're saying because you're already in a state of mind,
yes,
right? And now you have this guy,
yes,
that wants to love on you.
Yes, and he is love bombing me at all this
absolutely
time.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
He's like, you're it for me. Let's do this.
And,
let's
you know,
do that.
He's younger. He's attractive.
Yes.
You know, you had your thing before. You know what it could be, you know. Maybe he was just younger before and you didn't know. And maybe
right,
he matured
and now
a little
more
bit.
Mature.
Right.
Right.
So give him the benefit of the doubt.
Here's
know.
The thing with the benefit of the doubt. You should have kept it to yourself, okay? Because don't give the person the benefit of the doubt if they don't deserve it. So he's coming over and we're doing our thing. And again, I'm getting butterflies this whole time. And he's like, I really want to try with you. I want to do this. I want to do that. And there's a whole lot more, you know, behind it, but it's not worth getting into. So now he's like, I'm on my meds, you know, I'm this, that. But he's not on his meds, even though he's lying and saying that he's on his meds. So he comes over to my house and he's like, I can't live with, you know. Oh, so mind you, in the time frame that we were not together, he always wanted me to have a baby with him. And I told him I was, oh, sorry. I'm sorry, I just hit her. Not abusively, it was an accident. So he was telling me the whole time before, I want you to have my first baby. I want to, you know, love bombing me, telling me he wants to make us a family. That's not what he wanted. He just wanted me to have his pretty child, okay? So, mind you, years later, in the time that we were separated, he was with other girls, obviously. But he had 3 kids by 3 different baby moms within 9 months of each other. So all 3 children were born within 9 months of each other.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So he's with the one girl, gets her pregnant. Yeah. 3 weeks later, gets another girl pregnant. 5 months later, gets another girl pregnant.
Your ovaries shut it down.
My ovaries shut it down. They said we're not doing this.
Absolutely not. Okay, keep that crazy over there.
So I knew that he had other kids out there. He told me, you know, when he came back. But still, I'm getting the butterflies. I'm getting everything. Because he just made me feel good. You know, sometimes all you need is a little red flag in your life.
I mean, but here we go. I feel like, did he help you go over your hump of the postpartum?
Yes.
Or did you feel worse after?
No, he did. He helped me.
He helped a little bit, right?
He helped me realize my worth, and I had to go through a lot
right
to get there with him and with myself. I had to go through a lot. So he's at my house and he's like, I can't live with my third child's mother anymore because all we're doing is fighting.
Yeah.
All we're doing is fighting and I can't do it because she's going to end up sending me to jail and I don't want to be there. It's just a toxic environment. I said, well, you can't live with your mom. And he said, no, you know how my mom is. And she has, now mind you, he's her oldest and she does have like 7 younger kids, but they're not babies. They're like, you know, teenagers and going up. So then I said, okay, well, you can, you know, stay here, but we're not in a relationship. We're not having sex, but you can stay here and you can put your stuff here and you can get yourself together. And I still have my children that live with me. So it's him and me in my bedroom, even though we're not having sex, but I still want to help him out because I like him as a person.
Okay.
Again,
is he helping with bills and stuff?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now, mind you, he was only there for 3 nights.
I didn't
okay.
know. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
I mean, 3
you
nights.
You know.
With 3 nights, he could have bought dinner and stuff. Did he do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
he
right.
bought dinner a couple times. So he goes and he's like, I'm going to go downstairs. And he smoked marijuana. So he said, I'm going to go out back and smoke, you know, marijuana. And I said, okay, cool. About an hour and a half later, I'm like, where the hell is he at? So I go downstairs. He's looking out of my living room window.
What? Oh,
staring,
I remember this.
Staring across the driveway at the neighbor's house, telling me somebody is watching him in the driveway in my neighbor's yard. And I look out the window because he's got me scared at this point. Like, I thought maybe somebody was following him. Like, I don't know. You know,
right.
we live in a crazy city, okay?
It can't be that way.
She's
it
exercising,
can't be that way.
Guys. She has her weights going on.
With margaritas.
With margaritas, by the way. So, it's, you know, you do the most exercise when we're drunk.
Oh, my stepdaddy.
Oh, my stepdaddy. So, he is like, somebody's out there. He's watching me. They're coming for me. He's in a full-blown manic bipolar episode. And I don't know what to do. My fucking kids are there. My kids are upstairs. I'm scared. By the way, guys, he has a kitchen knife in his hand because he was afraid somebody was going to come in my house. He put pots on all of my windows and in front of my door frames. He basically did everything that alerts somebody, like Home Alone, okay? He Home Aloned my house.
With your own stuff.
With my own stuff. And then was staring outside of my window saying people were watching him. And then I look out the window and I go, where's the person at? Because I'm still I don't know he's in a manic episode at this point.
Right.
And he's like, right there. You don't see him? Now, mind you, it was the gas or water meter, maybe the electric meter. Okay? It was a meter, like a bill.
Like a meter maid type person. Like, yeah.
No, it wasn't a meter maid. It was a meter, like, on the outside of the house.
It wasn't a
with a round dial turning.
Oh, no.
It was that. And then on, underneath of it was a large black trash can.
I'm sorry.
Can.
I know we're laughing, and bipolarness is very serious. It's
my
very
son
serious.
Has bipolar disorder, and it's a very serious disease.
It's
so
very serious.
I absolutely understand. We're not laughing at the disease. But some of the situations are funny after the fact. Not during.
Not during.
Not never
not
during.
At all. No.
Mind you, I was scared.
Right.
So I'm like, there's nobody over there. It's a trash can. You know, come sit down with me. Give me the knife. You know, nobody's coming in here. All the doors are locked. All the windows locked. And I, after like 45 minutes, I get him to calm down. He puts the knife down. But he's manic, so he cannot sleep. He is just in it, like running up and down my stairs, checking out the windows.
So you let him stay there? You didn't?
I'm not going to put him out when he's doing a manic episode.
Okay. I didn't know, like, if you can call, I guess not friends him.
I would have, so in
sorry,
order.
Sorry, and we're saying friends him because we're from Philly, right? So friends is a mental hospital.
Yeah,
that,
so in order to 302 somebody in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to be their caregiver or have reason to believe that they are going to hurt each other. Themselves or others.
Okay.
Now, somebody can 201 themselves, which is just going into the crisis center and say, I need to be evaluated because I'm in crisis for a mental health issue.
Okay.
And that's called a 201. And I know this again because my son is bipolar. So I know.
So do you have to fill out paperwork
yes.
for 302?
Yes. You okay. have to go down to the crisis center. You have to fill out paperwork. You have to have them be evaluated. And depending on the evaluation of the doctor on duty, they may send them home that evening. Or they may.
Our system fails us.
Our system fails us every time. It
fails
took,
us.
It took me over 10 years to get help for my
son.
So
it's either lock them up.
Yes.
Or do nothing.
Or do nothing. And
but you know what it is.
Yes.
And you don't want them locked up.
So if you need a police escort, you have to go down, get the paperwork for a 302, and then wait for the police to come to get them. And mind you, at this time, they could have hurt themselves or somebody else. So for the 4 hours that it took me to go to the crisis center, to wait there, get the paperwork, come back home, call the police, wait for the police to come to get them, it's 17 hours later.
Yeah. He's not even going to be there.
He's not even going to be there.
The episode may be done. Who knows? That's why he fails us. That's why he fails us. So what are we just supposed to have bipolar or crazy paperwork with us
yep.
all the time?
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Well, you can't though. So a 302 order can only be a 302 order within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So you have to get, so I have to expect when I'm going to have to 302 somebody and then plan for it, which is, there's unreasonable expectations.
It's unreasonable. Sorry. Yeah. So he was at your house.
So he's at my house and I'm like, listen, I'm going to sleep. Don't leave the house. Don't touch my kids. Don't wake up. I go in the room and I locked my kids' door. Now my kids weren't little. My kids were
teenagers.
They're old enough, you know, to know what's going on. Nobody's gonna hurt my kids. He's not gonna hurt my kids. So the next day we wake up and I'm like, listen, last night was really crazy. I know you're tired. I said, but I'm gonna take you and your stuff to your mom's house, and you know, you can't really be here because that's not safe for my kids. We get into this big argument because he doesn't want to get his mom involved. It's now, mind you, I knew her because I used to work with her too. Like, they worked together at the job. They worked together at the job we first met.
She probably got him the job.
She worked. She did.
Yeah.
She got him the job. Okay. So I knew her first.
Right.
And she's a little bit older than me, but not really.
Right.
So she's probably like 5 to 8 years older than me, and I'm 5 years older than him.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
you cougar.
I'm a cougar.
Sorry.
No.
Stop it.
So I drop him off at his mom's house. You know, he's mad at me. He's never speaking to me again, blah, blah, blah. I tell him to get his stuff together. When he has his stuff together, he can text me or call me. You know, we could still be friends. He pops up at my house.
Oh, my gosh.
A week later.
Stop.
Yeah, a week later. And he's like, can you drive me to the L? I just walked here. People are after me. And I just need to get to the L safely. Can you take me to, you know, one of the train stops that was near my house? It wasn't the closest one because he wouldn't go to that one.
Right.
It was the one. It was another one a few stops down.
Mm.
And this is for the L in Philadelphia, the Market Frankfort line, if anybody, you know, knows Philly. So I take him down there. He will not get out of my car. He basically kidnaps me in my own car, would not let me leave the vehicle, would not let me drive off, took my keys. After probably a half an hour of me really pleading with him to please get on the L and just get out of my car, he finally, because I start crying at that point. Right. Not that he's hurting me. He's not hurting me, but I'm scared. Like, I don't know what to do because he's a good person and he's smart and he's sweet and he's sensitive.
And he can't help
his illness.
Yeah.
And this is, it's just a hard place for anybody that you care about to be in.
Right.
Because he's having all of these.
Just imagine episodes. If he never pursued you. You would never have gone through this.
I know. Just should have just left me alone. Anyway, so he finally gets out of my car. And I'm like, please don't call. I lock all my doors as soon as he gets out.
Right.
And I roll the window down the tiniest bit so he couldn't, like, do it again. And I go, please don't ever call me again. Don't ever come to my house or I will have to call the cops. This is your warning and your notice that we are no longer friends. Because right. he's putting me in a bad predicament at this right. point. So a few weeks later, after I get back home, I wake up to banging on my front door like the police are out there.
Not the popo.
The police, okay? And my kids are like, it's him. He's at the door. And he's screaming on my porch and telling me to come outside. Like,
you got to take your whole house and move
like
somewhere
Like, I got
to
take my whole house and move somewhere because he's always going to come back. So I put on my shoes and my kids are in the house. He doesn't want to come in my house. He doesn't want my kids. I know that. So what I do is I'm removing myself from my children so I can
get him away from my house. Right. You're looking out for your kids.
Yeah, because I don't want my kids to be witness.
You'd rather be in danger, not
I'd rather be in danger than have my children be in danger.
Right.
So I literally run to my car, get in my car, and he's screaming at me, banging on my car windows, telling me to open the effing door. Don't leave him out there. How fucking dare I? And I'm like, I am not doing this with you. You're not getting in my car. You basically kidnapped me the last time we were together. And I'm not doing this with you.
Right. It's like you're his accomplice at this point. Yeah.
I feel like I'm an accomplice to his bipolar episode.
Right, because you don't know what he's going to do.
Because I don't know what he's going to do at this point. And it's escalating, guys. It's not, it went from him watching and me thinking that he would never do something like that to him basically, you know, holding me in my vehicle and not allowing me to leave, okay? It's crazy.
I'm sorry. I know it's crazy.
It's crazy. So
how does someone hold someone else in their own vehicle?
So he jumps on my roof.
Oh my God.
This is the thing, okay? I have a SUV, Ford type of SUV, and or like a Jeep, I guess it would be. It's not like a Wrangler.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a Wrangler.
When you had the Compass.
It was a Compass.
Yeah.
Or Liberty or whatever it was. I don't know what it was.
It was a Jeep.
It was a Jeep Compass. Jeep. Okay, right. But I don't have that car anymore, so it doesn't matter.
It was pretty silver. It was amazing, guys.
It was amazing.
That's all you need to know. It was amazing. Okay, go ahead.
That was my beach car.
That was.
Anyway.
Oh,
so I tell him, I say, if you want a ride to the terminal, you're going to have to get on the back of this car because you are not getting in it. He steps on the back bumper of my car holding on to my bike rails.
He said, bet, let's go.
On top of my car, he's holding on. And at this point, I'm trying to get him away from my house and my kids.
Right.
Okay? I am only like 2 blocks from the train station.
I mean, you're not far at all.
I wasn't far.
You're not far.
And I just wanted him away from my house and my kids.
He did okay? it. He did it, though.
And I said, I'm serious. I'm leaving this. Are you sure? And he goes, yeah, I'll hold on. And I said, okay. And I take off, and I'm only going like 5 miles an hour, guys. It's not. I mean,
we're creepy crawling.
It was a bad choice, obviously. But I was in mental turmoil.
It's not a bad choice. When your kids are involved, is that a bad choice? Absolutely not.
I just wanted to get him away from my kids.
You did what you had to do, okay?
So, a block away, I'm at a stop sign, and when I press the gas to go again, he literally lets go of the car and throws himself in the middle of the street. Yes.
Like, on purpose. Life.
On purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
And the lady who was at the left stop sign, because it was a four-way stop sign, the lady who was at the left stop sign, because I stopped, like, but I'm not getting out of the car.
No, this you don't is know what what's going
to
happen. Right.
He's trying to take my car.
He could have a knife in his pocket at this point. You don't know.
He might be trying to take my car. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe and maybe it's to get drugs. Like, who knows? Because maybe he's doing drugs again.
Maybe he was doing drugs on his bipolar medicine.
No, he's not doing his bipolar medicine. Oh, at all. He was doing drugs.
He was just doing the drugs.
He was just doing the drugs. Okay?
Just so you guys know, that's my type. Any type of ex-drug user, like alcoholic, I'm a fixer, okay? That's me, Meg.
That's why we're best friends.
Yeah, we both have issues with men, obviously. Sorry, go ahead.
So, I put down my window a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? And the lady goes from the other stop sign. She goes, he did it on purpose. I seen him. Get out of here.
Yes. Women looking out for women.
Women
okay?
looking out for women.
And that's what we need to
and
do,
and she
girl.
Said, I'm going to follow you. Go to where you're going, and we're going to call the cops. So she follows me to where I'm going.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get a chance to call the cops. He called the cops on me and said I ran him over with my car.
But he had no tire marks on him.
He said I ran him over with the car. I get to my house. And my children are at the door with the police. And he's there.
Right.
And he's like, she hit me with her car. And the lady goes, I seen the whole thing. He did it on purpose. He jumped from her car.
Thank God for that lady.
Thank God. Listen, women know that women is always a good thing.
Seriously. And I said, I feel like that's not, like, no more. Like, women never help women.
Women
always
are
look
so
up for the
petty
guy.
For each other.
Right. Yeah. And why? For what? But you
for
know where you're going
that...
to find the best women?
Where?
Drunk at a bar in the bathroom.
Drunk at a bar in the bathroom.
Sorry. They're the empowerment women, okay?
Listen, every time I'm drunk at the bar in the bathroom and I see somebody walking, I'm like, yes, bitch, you are beautiful.
Everybody is beautiful.
Everybody is beautiful.
Okay. Sorry, that should be a whole nother podcast. So, drunk women in the bar. Sorry.
Drunk women in a bar. So, long story short, because this was a long story. It was longer than I thought it was going to be. Long story short is the police officer basically said, I can go get a restraining order from him, or, you know, I could tell him he has a stay away order from you currently and not to come back.
Right. Like, fib with him.
Yeah, see if it works. See if it works. And it did. He hasn't been back since.
Okay. And how many years ago was this at this point?
It was after COVID.
Oh, God. He could pop up again, girl.
He could pop up again.
But that's okay. Hopefully he doesn't.
It was okay.
But now you learn. It's a life lesson. He was absolutely crazy day.
When did I get the white little car?
Oh, wow. I think that was at 2020. I think that was during COVID.
No, because I worked at the place right there with my other best friend. Not other best friend, but you know.
You heard it. Everybody heard that.
Well, this is me saying what she says, so I don't have to actually use people's names and infringe on their privacy.
Yeah, guys. whatever, okay? Yeah. She's trying to say she got best friends, and it's just me. Anyway.
I do have
We're going to ignore it. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay.
I have a lot of best friends.
It was 20-something.
It had to be 2024. When I first got it, 2023.
Three, yeah. Because you at least had it for a year.
So that's when... The last time I seen him, because a year after this whole thing happened, he came and knocked on my door again.
Oh, yeah.
Said that he was on his medicine, you know, everything was fine, he just wanted to be friends again, blah, 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 blah.
Because really, on my stepdaddy, who was going to love a guy like that and actually be nice to them when you put up with him?
Yeah, and I kept putting up with them, guys.
All right. And you did.
I'm my own red flag, so I get it.
But I feel you're not a fixer. You're like a healer.
I'm a healer. I'm not a fixer. I'm calling you out on your shit multiple times, and it's up to you to fix yourself.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm going to be happy with me before I'm happy with somebody else.
Absolutely.
And I want you to be happy with yourself before I make you happy with
me. But that's how everyone should be.
That's how everyone should be. Because your happiness does not depend on me.
Right, but I'm the opposite. I want to love on everybody and make sure everybody's good. And then I put me in the second.
She's
and I shouldn't do that.
My love bombing, narcissistic best friend.
I'm not narcissistic. I'm definitely a love bomber.
She's narcissistic.
Anyway, yeah.
So, yeah. That was 2022.
Right.
2020, that was 2021. And in 2023, he came back. And I said, okay, we talked for a little bit. Again, we're not having sex. And we're just friends. Right. He just wants me in his life because I'm the best person he's ever known. You know.
And obviously you are. Because who else did that?
Nobody.
Listen, I'm so crazy. I probably would have tapped him a little bit with my car, okay? So just saying. I'm sorry.
Legally, no, she wouldn't have. She would never do that. She's just joking.
It's just like a little tap.
No, she would not do that. So, we are just hanging out one time. My kids aren't home, which is why I let him come into my house. Mm-hmm. My kids aren't home. We're drinking a little bit, you know, just regular, sitting out on the porch. It was a nice night, you know, having fun. I'm like, all right, well, you can sleep on the couch. I go upstairs. I fall asleep. I come down in the morning, and he's like, okay, I'm going. And he's like, my friend's going to pick me up, and, you know, I'm going home. I'll call you later. And I'm like, okay, cool. I am leaving for work. It is 8:30 in the morning. My neighbor comes running out of his house. You have to come see the video of the outside of my house, because your friend was walking back and forth in the middle of the street all night long.
And while you were sleeping?
While I was sleeping, he was walking back and forth.
Stop.
Yes, up and down my street. Got into my car.
No.
Got into my car, drove it. Crashed the side of my car. That's where the scrape on the passenger side came from.
Oh, I remember that scrape.
And he already left my house, so I called him. And I said, I cannot fucking believe you. We are done. Do not ever call me again. You are dead to me.
Right.
And I have not heard from him since, but now we're on the 2-year mark, so anything is possible.
It's like the 2-year anniversary. Like, pop up.
Pop up.
Pop up, I'm calling.
Pop up, guess who, bitch?
Oh, my chick.
Ding dong. So that's my crazy D story.
So, you know, we did this podcast, first one. I feel like we had a good time.
It
was
great.
Okay, this is the type of stuff we talk about all the time, and
yeah, all of this commentary was not for your guys' benefit.
Right.
This is conversations we have on a daily basis.
On a daily basis. And they said, you know what? We started listening to all these new podcasts and, like, all this stuff instead of music.
Sometimes we go, we're funnier than that.
And it's true. Sometimes we are funnier than that. If you don't think we're funny, that's fine. It is
what it
is.
Opinions are like assholes, you know?
Everybody's got one. Bop. But we had a good time, and thanks for listening to us. And I hope you guys, you know, want to comment below or
share us. We're new. Give us some love.
Right.
Share it with your friends if you think it's funny.
If you want to come on, you know, send us a message, comment. You
absolutely
know, we can talk about any story you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be dating.
It doesn't have to be dating. It's literally, so
it's kind of like an open, honest, blunt conversation. So whatever you want to get off.
Yeah, the name of our podcast is On My Stepdaddy, because it's a funny take on On My Mama.
Right. Because we're serious, but we're not serious.
We're serious, but it's also funny serious.
Right.
That's the only thing.
And we don't want you to take it to heart.
Yeah, don't take it to heart. Everything that we're saying is right now is based on our personal experiences, or it could be based on other people's personal experiences.
Right.
And if that's something that you want to share with us, you know, let us know. Comment on our section. Anything that you feel like would help us, let us know. We'll put the email address to send your stories into on our page. This way you can, you know, send them out. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see you again.
See you next time.
Take care, my stuff.